翻到路加福音第二章。
Let's turn to the Gospel of Luke, chapter 2.
第八到第十五节。
The Gospel of Luke, chapter 2, verse 8 to 15. And there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, Do not be afraid. I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. Today, in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is Christ the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger. Suddenly, a great company of the heavenly host appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth, peace to men on whom his favor rests. When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, Let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about.
在伯利恒的野地里有牧羊的人，夜间按着根刺看守羊群。有主的使者站在他们旁边，主的荣光四面照着他们。牧羊的人就甚惧怕。那天使对他们说：“不要惧怕，我报给你们大喜的信息，是关乎万民的。因今天在大卫的城里，为你们生了救主，就是主基督。你们要看见一个婴孩抱着布卧在马槽里，那就是记号。忽然有一大队天兵同那天使赞美神说：在至高之处荣耀归于上帝，在地上平安归于他所喜悦的人。”众天使离开他们，升天去了。牧羊的人彼此说：“我们往伯利恒去，看见所成就的事，就是主所指示我们的。”今天我们要借着这段事情，再一次来明白主自己的心。
Today we learn to understand our Lord's mind and heart through these verses.
那么我的题目是
，The topic I've chosen.
去看所成就的事
，to see what has been accomplished。
那么是到伯利恒去呢，还是到玛雅去
？Is it to Bethlehem or to see the Mayans？
在我们的这个办公室里面
，in our office，
有一个白板
，there's a whiteboard，
是给我们办这个童工，包括长子童工，当他们请假，他们这个出勤不在新加坡的时候，写下他们的那个日期的。
It is for us to write down the dates for our co-workers, elders, and co-workers who are on leave.
那么星期四我离开办公室的时候
，On Thursday when I left the office，
我记得很清楚。
I remember clearly。
只有两位童工不在新加坡。
And there were only two co-workers who were not in Singapore.
那么星期四是二十号。
Thursday the 20th.
但是星期五早上那一天我比较早来。
And on Friday I arrived to work early.
大概八点半左右吧。
At about 8:30.
我进来的时候，我看到那个白板多了一行字。
And when I entered, there was another extra line of words on the whiteboard.
写作。王小辉
It says 小辉 Pastor 小辉，
然后只有一个日期
And there's only one date
21号12月
21st of December
诶，昨天我没有看到来
I had not seen it the day before
今天看到他21号不在
And then I saw that he was not on, there on the 21st
昨天我看到他
I had just seen him the day before
我说你昨天去避那个世界末日的灾难是吗
？I said, are you trying to hide away from the end of the world?
哎，之前没有听你说。
Because I not, you had not mentioned this before.
那突然间我在星期五早上看到那个白板，你就是这一天不在。
And on the Friday, I'd seen that you were not around on that day.
我不知道说你对这件事情有什么的这个感受。
I do not know how you feel about this.
我也不知道说这件事情。在这过去这一段日子里面，对你是怎么样的一件事
？And I do not know what impact has on you in the last few days.
但是如果你到这个网站上面去的时候
，But if you surf the net，
你看到很多人在为着这件事情担心，很多人在为这件事情忙碌。
People are discussing and being busy about these words.
那么 BBC 的网站上面呢，还有特别的许多的这个报道跟文章。
And there were special reports on the BBC website.
但是今天我不是要再来评论这个玛雅的这个预言。
Today I'm not going to discuss about the Mayan prophecy.
因为我对这件事情没有研究。
Because I have not dwelt a lot into it.
但是今天我们所读的这个圣经。
But the gospel that we read today.
跟今天我们在这里我们所要做的事情。
And the things that we are gathered here to do today.
在某一些是 层面上跟这个玛雅预言的事有一点类似。
To some extent, there are some similarities with the Mayan calendar and prophecy.
我们也是一个很多预言的一个信仰群体。
We are also a congregation or group of people with a lot of prophecies before us.
我们这个信仰都有做许多预言这样的事。
In our beliefs, there are many prophecies.
所以今天我要跟大家，我们来了解一下我们自己本身的这个信仰传统里面的关于这个预言是怎么一回事。
And I want to share with everybody what is it these prophecies mean to us.
跟到底我们的信仰的这个预言是什么。
And in our beliefs, what does the meaning it to us?
And also the nature of the so-called prophecy in Christianity, 到底是什么一回事？在我们的这个圣经里面
，in our gospel,
这个信仰，这个传达这个信仰，就有很多很多的预言。
The transmission of our faith, there are many prophecies.
就讲今天我们所读的这段经文。
Just looking at the verses that we have read today.
那是第一个圣诞节。
This is the first Christmas.
那你小心仔细的看，这第一个圣诞节里面讲什么预言。
And when you look carefully, what is it trying to prophesize?
上帝借着这个天使跟一群牧羊人说。
God through the angels spoke to a group of shepherds.
他说，我报给你们大喜的信息。
He says, I bring you good news of great joy.
然后是关乎万民的。
And it's for all the people.
那今天在大卫的城里。
And today in the town of David,
你们生了救主。
A savior has been born.
就是主基督。
He is Christ the Lord.
你们要看见一个婴孩。
You will see a child.
包着布。
Wrapped in cloths.
卧在马槽。
Lying in a manger.
然后那就是记号。
And that is the sign.
然后会发生在伯利恒。
And it will happen in Bethlehem.
你们去看。
Go and see.
他的预言是这样的。
And this is the prophecy here.
他不是说几千年以后。
It is not talking about a few thousand years later what will happen.
他是指就是讲一件很具体的事情。
It is a very concrete and concrete example of what will happen.
也讲一件很简单的事。
And a simple affair.
就是说有一个婴孩。
And there is a child.
会包着布。
Wrapped in cloths.
如果没有被包的，光着身的，不是啊。
If it's not wrapped in cloth, it's not the one.
然后还要在马槽的。
And it has to be in a manger.
然后说这就是记号。
And this is the sign.
就是这样而已。
It's a simple.
这个预言的内容很简单。
This the content of the prophecy is straightforward.
也很具体。
And concrete.
然后说你要去看。
And you are to go and see.
上伯利恒去。
Go to Bethlehem.
当然，这个预言同时又牵涉到一个很复杂的内容。
At the same time, there are, this has also some complicated influences.
他说这是一个大喜的信息。
He says this is a good news of great joy.
然后是关乎万民的。
And it is for all the people.
那么发生在大卫的城里。
And it happens in the town of David.
这里你又看到这里要牵涉到一个很严肃很大的事。
And it seems to have a wide-ranging implication.
不过你想象你是牧羊人的话。
But imagine that you are the shepherd then.
你到了这个伯利恒。
When you reach Bethlehem.
然后你就看到了这个马槽。
And you see this manger here.
所以今天当我们按照路加纪念圣诞节的时候我们就坐马槽。
And today when we celebrate Christmas through the Gospel of Luke, this is what we have.
你想象到了那里、哦、就是这样吗
We imagine that you're the shepherd, you arrive there, you say, is this it?
就是这样而已。
Is this all there is?
哦，有婴孩包着布卧在马槽
Yes, there's a child wrapped in cloths in the manger, that's it.
怎么样讲是大喜的信息？
Why is it that it is a good news of great joy?
怎么样讲说是关乎万民？
And why is it for all the people?
你根本没有办法从眼前这一幕就是感受到的。
At that point in time, the scene before you, you could just cannot imagine how it could be so.
让我稍微打岔一下。我也每次要借题发挥讲这一点。今天我们很多人讲说，现在的人不是用文字的，不是用讲的，是用 image 的，是用experiential 的，直接看的。
I want to add that today people are very they're very stimulated when looking at images.
所以今天我们教书，我们教人家是不再用以前那一种的了，是要用他看得见、摸得见的，可以感受到的。
We are captivated by images and sight.
上帝也用。
And God at the time also.
但是请你告诉我。
But tell me.
这些牧羊人去到这个马槽边，他能够感受什么？
When these shepherds arrive at the manger, how would they feel? Did they feel anything visual?
这个马槽上的婴孩的意义是什么？他能够感受吗？是在马槽。
When they look at it at that point in time, did they feel anything else?
可能他们还感受到一些很臭的东西。哎呦，很臭啊！
Maybe what they felt was just an awful smell.
请我们不要过度的泛滥，过度的来强调现在的所谓比较新式的我们知道东西的方式。
Let's not overemphasize what we learned today about using imagery and visuals to stimulate how we learn and see things.
而你看，上帝从来没有用另外一个取代另外一个。
And God has not done it in the past.
上帝两个都用。
God uses both.
他先说是关乎万民的。
God says it is for all the people.
哦，这个很深呢。
This is very deep.
这个是很观念式的。
It's so hard to visualize.
然后是大喜的信息。
It is a good news of great joy.
这也是一个观念。
It's so conceptual.
然后今天在大卫城里。
And in the town of David today.
好，这里牵涉到事实了。
And this we are brought back to reality.
但是现在这个事实又有一点不是事实。
But again, this reality doesn't seem to be right.
因为今天的大卫城不再是属于大卫管的。
Because today the town of David is not ruled by David.
第二章开始的话，他跟你说，路加提醒我们，那一些热子凯撒、奥古斯都有旨意下来。
In the beginning of chapter 2, it says, In those days, Caesar Augustus issued a decree.
这些牧羊人没有办法，纯粹就是眼前所经验到的，就可以得着那一切正确的所有的资料、资讯跟意义。
For the shepherds at that time, they could not comprehend everything that is happening around them from just by what they see and visualize at that point in time.
现在的大卫城是罗马人在管的。
From what they see around them, the whole of the town of David is ruled by the Romans.
除非他们对这样的一件事情有他们的这个历史的那一个知识跟那个了解。
Unless they have a strong understanding based on their past and their history.
而我们不要再说知识不重要，知识太多了。
We should not say that we shouldn't have too much knowledge that it is not important.
但是如果他没有这个足够的知识，大卫的城。
But if they do not have enough understanding about the town of David,
他就是眼前站在马槽，亲身经历、亲身闻到、亲身去摸，他也感受不到，也得不到什么有意义的意义。
At that point in time, standing in the manger, touching the baby and smelling the surroundings, they would not have felt what God had wanted them.
而这样的一个马槽的事实。
And the reality of the manger,
是它的意义是完全能够产生、能够出现。
Its meaning and its implication,
除非它跟整个过去很多很多的资料、很多很多的知识配合在一起。
It's only understood when you link it together with the past and all the knowledge of what God has done.
为什么？上帝透过路加交代这样的事。
Why is it that God wanted to instruct His people through Luke in this manner?
这样的一个预言是一种怎么样的一种的情形呢？
How is this prophecy? Under what circumstances?
让我们更进一步来了解。
Let's understand further.
这里 这个天使说大卫的城。
Here the angel say the town of David.
同时他还讲了一个很重要很复杂的事。
And he has also spoken of something very important and complicated.
他说这个婴孩啊，
He says this child
要会是救主。
He says this baby will be the savior.
也是主。
And it's Christ,
Lord,
the Lord.
然后是基督。
And it's Christ.
在这边，这个婴孩要承受一个非常复杂的身份，也带着复杂的很内容。
So this baby is carrying a very important and complex identity.
单单只是很表面的去看到经验，甚至可以摸到，根本感受不到它的意义。
Superficially, just touch at that time and smell and the surroundings, you will not feel the meaning and implication.
那另外一方面，你说这样的一个预言可信吗？
And you ask, is this prophecy believable?
它怎么样可信呢？
How is that possible to believe?
它也不是说就是因为有一件很特别的事发生。
It is not because something very unusual has happened.
然后就是这样了，就是要你去相信。
To allow you to make you believe,
这就叫做信心。
Is this faith?
信心就是呢，不用解释的。
Faith means it's something that does not need to be explained.
那些不能够解释的。
Things that cannot be explained.
那个叫信心。
That is faith.
各位
brothers and sisters,
圣经没有这样讲。
This is not what the Bible says.
这是很普遍在基督徒的口中讲的。
This is what Christians say, commonly.
这不是圣经讲的信心。
This is not what the Bible says about faith.
接下来我们可以看到说上帝并不是我要我们是这样信的。
God shows us subsequently that this is not how he wants us to believe.
不是说信心就是可以不用问，可以不需要分析，可以不需要根据，不需要这个资料。
It doesn't mean that faith is not knowing, not wanting to find out, explore, investigate further and without the knowledge.
就是这样去信。
Just go and believe.
对不起。
No, I'm sorry.
上帝反而用了很多很多的证据来证明他的预言。
In contrast, God uses a lot of truth and a lot of evidence to show his prophecy.
首先，第一个圣诞节是由什么人传达的？
In the first place, the first Christmas, who spread the message about the first Christmas?
是由所谓的犹太人。
It is by the Jews.
而这里就跟他们本身的整个几千年的历史是分不开。
And this is inseparable from their thousands of years of history.
而这个第一次圣诞节发生以前
，And before this first Christmas，
这位上帝
，The God，
已经是他们认识的
，It is a God that they already know，
也是他们相信的
，And they believe。
所以耶稣的事情是由他们相信的上帝传给他们的
，And it is so the birth of Jesus is through the message is through the God that they believe and know。
所以这些牧羊人呢，为什么能够相信这个天使的事情？
And why is it that these shepherds are able to believe the angels?
这里说主的荣光四面照着他们。
And it says that the light of the glory of the Lord shone around them.
就讲这样的一个经验。
Let's just this experience.
就是荣光见到主的荣光。
To see the glory of God.
这个对犹太人来说。
To the Jews.
这是在他们整个民族漫长的历史里面，他们非常熟悉的事情。
It is something that they are very familiar with in their long Jewish history.
他们会想到摩西。
And they remember Moses.
摩西曾经在这个山上见到焚烧的那一个荆棘。
Moses looking at seeing the burning bush.
当那个会幕盖起来的时候。
When the tabernacle was set up.
上帝的灵充满在那个会幕。
God's spirit descended on the tabernacle.
而摩西也是常常是跟上帝面对面的。
And Moses had at several times had stood face to face with God.
所以这个所谓神的荣光显现。
So that when the glory of the Lord shone around them,
不是一个某一次，只是那一次之后呢就没有的，然后很奇怪，很特别。
It's not just a one-off transient affair; it's something just spectacular.
接下来在来到君王时代的时候
，in the era of the kings,
这个所罗门也见证说，当圣殿建起来的时候
，Solomon also witnessed that when the temple was constructed,
上帝的灵那一天充满圣殿
，the God's spirit filled the temple.
以赛亚
，Isaiah。
在他被呼召的时候，他在圣殿里面看到上帝的荣光充满。
The prophet Isaiah saw the Lord's spirit before him.
那么这个已经是跟所罗门相差了呢，这个一百多年、两百年以上的时间。
And that event has separated from the events of Solomon by many years.
然后再过这个几十年
，And many years later,
以西结先知
，the prophet Ezekiel,
他是在上帝的圣灵的这个光照的那个当中
，And he was in the glory of the Lord.
他也看到上帝的荣耀离开耶路撒冷
，and he has seen the Lord's Spirit leave Jerusalem.
那还要加上还有许许多多其他的先知都经验跟看过神的荣耀这样的事情。
And many other prophets had also experienced God's glory.
上帝不是只是一次过，或者说这些人不是说我一次有一个很特别的经历。
This isn't just a very special, a one-off, spectacular affair.
而是在一个很长的历史的过程的当中。
But in the whole long, history,
不同的人
different people,
但是都经验到上帝荣光这样的事情
had experienced God's glory.
所以当他们一时之间，他们害怕。
So at that point in time, they were terrified.
但是他们知道，他们也在经历他们之前的人曾经经历过的。
But they also understood that they were experiencing what their ancestors had experienced before.
这个预言的这个发生。
And the prophecy happening around them.
不是前面没有什么。
It wasn't that there was no past to refer
to. 然后突然间就这样爆起来。
And then sudden event just happened.
然后就有一个很独特的内容。
And with a unique content.
这不是圣经的预言。
This is not what the Bible prophecy is about.
它有一个传统。
There is a tradition.
它有一个延续。
There is a continuation.
再说，讲说今天在大卫的城里。
And it also in the town of David today.
为什么要提这件事情？
Why is he raising this point?
也许我们要翻一些的这个圣经。
Perhaps we should turn our Bible.
请大家翻到弥迦书。
Turn to the book of Micah.
这个是在主耶稣基督诞生前的这个七百多年。
About 700 years before Christ.
最直接的。
Directly.
这段经文在弥迦书第五章。
It's in chapter 5, the book of Micah.
第二节。
In verse 2, it says, "But you, Bethlehem Ephratah, though you are small among the clans of Judah, out of you will come for me one who will be ruler over Israel, whose origins are from of old, from ancient times."
伯利恒的以法他，你在犹大诸城中为小，将来并有一位从你那里出来，在以色列中为我做掌权的，他的根源从亘古，从太初就有。天使说，这位婴孩要成为主。
The angel said, "This baby will become the Lord."
那么之前呢，他说要坐在大卫宝座上做王。
And he says before this that he will be sitting on the throne of David to be king.
那么他也就是基督。
And he will be the Christ.
意思就是说，他就是上帝指定的。
That means he's the one chosen by God
来完成这件事的。
To fulfill the prophecy.
这样的一位。在主耶稣诞生前的七百多年，借着弥迦先知，上帝传达了。
This person has been prophesied about 700 more than 700 years before Christ arrived in the book of Micah.
那么，关于上帝要给以色列人有一位很特别的王
，and for God to give the Israelites a very special king，
也不是只有弥迦这一次过了。
It's not only just Micah.
同样的，在这个后来的这个几百年的当中
，and that few hundred years before Christ, between Micah and Christ,
上帝没有停止的一直在表达这件事。
God had repeatedly, expressed this.
就在更早的时候
，and even earlier,
比弥迦更早，在阿摩斯
，in prior to Micah, in the book of Amos,
你往前面翻
look back,
两本啊
，two books before that.
阿摩斯书第九章
，In the book of Amos, chapter 9,
第十一节
，In chapter 9, verse 11, it says, "In that day, I will restore David's fallen tent. I will repair its broken places, restore its ruins, and build it as it used to be."
到那日，我必建立大卫倒塌的帐幕。那么，再过一个日子，不断。来到以西结的时候
，and in the book of Ezekiel，
以西结是在主耶稣基督诞生前的五百多年。
And it's about 500 years before Christ.
然后那时候以色列已经亡国了。
And at that time, the Israelites had perished.
我们看以西结书37章。
In the book of Ezekiel, page
37章
chapter 37,
24节。
Verse 24. In the book of Ezekiel, chapter 37, verse 24. My servant David will be king over them, and they will all have one shepherd. They will follow my laws and be careful to keep my decrees.
我的仆人大卫必做他们的王。众民必归一个牧人。那你如果再往下看，因为时间的关系我们不读了，你就看到这个所应许一位呢理想的大卫君王，又在上帝又在说了。
So God mentions here about the king that he has prepared for them.
然后在更加靠近耶稣基督的时代的 一次，
And even nearer to the birth of Christ，
撒加利亚书
Zechariah，
就是马拉基前面的一章。
Before Malachi，
这个时候是在波斯的时代了。
And in the time of the Persians already，
九章九节。
Chapter 9 verse 9。In Zechariah chapter 9 verse 9， Rejoice greatly, O daughter of Zion! Shout, daughter of Jerusalem! See, your king comes to you, righteous and having salvation.Gentle and riding on a donkey, on a colt and the foal of a donkey.
这一节经文也是我们在福音书里面作者用在主耶稣骑驴子进耶路撒冷的时候就引用这个。
This was also the verse referred to when Jesus went into Jerusalem on a donkey.
这个大卫王来了。
That King David has come.
这个是由另外一位先知在另外一个时候呢。来这个传达。
This is spoken about by a prophet in another era.
这个只不过是我们从很多的这个事实里面举出来的几次而已。
And these are just a few of the examples from many other examples.
我要讲的是
What I want to emphasize is this.
我们看到在圣经里面所谓上帝的预言。
When we look at the gospel, when we talk about God's prophecies,
它不是在某一次，然后突然间有一个很奇怪的事情，一些现象，然后里面一个很奇怪的内容。
It is not just a one-off phenomenon.
它是一个很长的、连续不断的一个历史的发生里面的进程。
There's a very long and continuous history to the prophecy.
同时
，at the same time.
也不是我们一般上以为的哦，上帝在很久以前有预言了。
It's not something that we assume that God has prophesied this many years ago.
然后在一段很长的时间没有什么动静。
And then nothing happens for many hundred years.
然后直到突然间出现了。
And suddenly the event appears.
这也是我们教会常常这样讲上帝这样预言，所谓预言，然后应许，然后实现。
Sometimes this is what the church says about the prophecy.
这也是一个误会。
This is also a misunderstanding.
如果我们跟着旧约的话，
If we follow the Old Testament,
犹太人一直不断的一直在见证，
The Jews repeatedly and consistently witnesses,
上帝有一不断向他们预言，
And that God repeatedly prophesies to them.
然后有时候那个事情呢，一直没有看到完全实现。
Sometimes at that time they might not have seen the complete.
有一些呢，好像到了很久以后，哎，原来实现了。
Some things happen many years later.
但是呢，如果你把整个旧约好好读过的话
，But if you read the Old Testament carefully,
犹太人一直跟你见证
，The Jews, continuously
在这整个过程的当中
，Through this process,
上帝还是一直不断的呢，在实现那个预言。
God continues to fulfill His promises.
上帝还是一直不断在他们当中工作。
And He's still working amongst them.
而不是说几千年前给他们一个很独特、很特别的，然后等到几千年后呢才会实现。
He did not just give them a prophecy many thousand years ago, and then nothing happens in between and just
不是这样
fulfills. It is not like this.
而另外 更加特别的是
in addition, something even more unique.
你看这些所有的预言
You look at these prophecies.
它有一个很特别的一点
There's a special point.
上帝从来没有交代他会怎么样做成这件事
God has never instructed how he is going to fulfill.
没有讲，从来没有交代那个步骤的
He never gives a detailed steps or instructions in that way.
他只是告诉你说，最后你要看到这样。
He just says the final outcome. This is what you will see.
正如我们看到他借着弥迦说，有一这个你的王要在伯利恒诞生。
Just like through the prophet Micah, he says your king will be born in Bethlehem.
但是他没有说这个王是怎么样去诞生。
But he doesn't say how will this king be born there.
所以非常独特的路加给我们看。
This is very unique that Luke shows us.
所以他在第二章的时候，他一开始就跟你说。
So in the beginning of chapter 2, Luke tells us.
他说这时候罗马皇帝统治着我们。
That it was ruled by the Roman world at the time.
然后他下一道命令。
And there was a decree.
全部人都要回到自己的家乡，然后他要做一个全国人民的这个户口登记。
And that everyone were to return to their town of their birth, and that there would be a nationwide census.
因为这样子呢，耶稣的父母亲要回到伯利恒。
And because of this, Jesus' parents had to go back to Bethlehem.
而因此，耶稣也就在伯利恒诞生。
And that was why he was born in Bethlehem.
你看到上帝也借着人的历史完成他的事情。
And we see that God works through human history.
而既然这个是上帝要做的事
，and since this is what God wants to accomplish，
但是上帝竟然由地下的一个权势说，你们回去家乡。
God uses the powers on the earth to tell people, you go and return to your hometown。
我们想象中，如果是上帝做，一定是上帝摆平，一定是上帝主导一切。
In our imagination, in our mind, we would have expected God to just direct things to be done。
我们每次想到的一定是很强势的一个上帝，他摆平一切的，一定是使到这个事情出现。
And we would imagine that this is God of authority and that he would just move things willfully.
没有想到他是让他的百姓成为亡国奴。
Never would you imagine that his people would be exiled.
然后是在这个罗马皇帝下命令底下回去伯利恒。
And it is under the Roman instructions that they had to return to Bethlehem.
而因此这样子成就了在伯利恒诞生大卫王。
And because of these events, the child was born in the town of Bethlehem.
这再一次提醒我们。
Here it reminds us once again,
上帝成就他应许真的是超过我们能够想象的。
That God, when God fulfills his prophecies, it is way beyond our imagination.
所以我们也常常想象说世界末日会怎么样来。
And so in our mind, we try to imagine how will the end days come.
彼得一句话说，这个世界，这个现有的要被火焚烧了。
Peter had said before that this world will be burnt away.
所以我们人就想，大概呢，一场很大的战争，我们现在都有克制，那么每个人头上有多少，然后一起爆炸的时候呢，就会把整个这个世界呢放这个毁于这个火里面，大概呢是这样子呢，所以主再来。
So we imagine that, oh, since there's a lot of nuclear weapons now, when it explodes, everybody will be burnt up, and that is how the second coming of Christ will be.
我想我们的想象力真的是很丰富。
I think we have very active imaginations.
彼得这么简单的一句话，我们把它解成一定就是这样。
In just simple words of Peter, and this is how we interpret it.
而如果你看彼得前后书的话
，If you look at the first and second books of Peter,
你知道他很熟悉挪亚的那一个事情。
He is very familiar with the events of Noah.
那么在那一次，上帝说：“我不再用水毁灭。
”In his words, God says, that he will not destroy the world with water.
那么彼得 也从这个先知的这个信息里面知道上帝要翻新这个世界。
And also through the words of the prophets, Peter understood that God wanted to renew the world.
那么上帝既然曾经用过，我不再用水。
Since he's not going to use the flood again.
那么以一个普通常识，火也可以呢消灭一切。
So by natural interpretation, since fire could destroy everything.
所以他说大概是用火的。
So it must be with fire.
主要是说这个现有的要过去。
What is he's trying to say is that what is exists now will be passed.
那么火是由客子或者是这些武器所带来的吗？
How will this? What will bring this forth this fire?
我们只能够猜。
We can only guess.
所以这一种没完没了的主再来的这一种所谓猜测，弟兄姐妹是浪费时间。
So this kind of persistent discussion and arguing about the second coming of Christ is a waste of time.
我们只有在事情发生了。
It's only when things happen,
转回头去看,
when we look back,
原来如此,
oh, is that so?
这正是路加他们当时经验到的。
This is what Luke at the time, this is what he experienced.
路加福音第一章,
the first chapter of Luke.
路加在第三节说，他说，在第这个前面第一节说，他说，我们中间发生成就的事。
In verse 1, Luke says, many have the account of the things that have been fulfilled among us.
在我们当中发生了成就的事。
Things that have been fulfilled and it's happened amongst us.
所以他是回头过来看的时候,
when he looked at it retrospectively,
再回到旧约圣经里面,
when he thought about the Old Testament,
整个看起来,
when he joined everything up,
清楚了,
it was clear to him.
是已经发生的,
things that have happened.
只能够讲这个发生了的预言的,
and thinks he could see the fulfillment of the prophecy.
而他很详细地交代这些事。
And so he gave a very detailed understanding.
其实他也在告诉我们,
at the same time, he was telling us,
各位弟兄姐妹,
dear brothers and sisters,
各位朋友,
and friends,
我们要真正认识上帝的预言,
for us to truly understand God's prophecies,
我们先要真正了解那些已经成就了的预言,
we have to understand and the prophecies that have already been fulfilled.
我们要很详细地去看, 去明白,
and to investigate it and understand it fully.
这些已经成就的这些所谓预言,
things that have happened in the past,
它不是只是一件事情,
it is not just a single solitary event,
它是一串事情,
it is a series of events.
它不是由一个人或者是两三个人,
it is not because of a single person or two to three persons.
它是由一个民族叫做犹太人,
it is a nation called Jewish nation.
而这些事情是他们自己讲给自己的,
and this is what they tell their own people.
我们常常以为圣经是由教会弄出来的,
sometimes we think that it's because of the church that they produced this Bible.
达文西密码这本书误导了很多很多的人,
the Da Vinci Code, the book, has misled a lot of people.
以为是开会决定什么书放在圣经的,
is that the people have a meeting and decide which books are canonical.
出现这本圣经,
and then the Bible just appeared.
不是为了要来使你相信的,
it's not just to make you believe.
这本圣经是犹太人自己本身写给自己为自己的。
This the book of the Bible is what the Jews had written for their own people.
而他们是要交代他们自古以来这样的一位上帝在他们当中做的事情。
To detail what the God has done for them through the ages.
而是为着他们自己本身 继续相信这个上帝而出现这些书的,
and it's for their own people to understand,
不是来宣教用的,
it is not for just witnessing.
所以至少他不是为了要来骗你的,
it is not there to just try and trick you.
你不是他的这个对象,
you are not their target audience.
你不是他要争取的,
it is not they do not want you.
他是要给他自己跟给他的下一代的,
it is for their own people and their own next generation,
孩子啊,
and their children,
孙子,
their grandchildren.
知道吗? 耶和华上帝是谁, 你知道吗?
To tell their grandchildren and children who
我们是谁,
the Lord.
你知道吗?
Do you know who we are as a nation?
我们怎么在世界上活下去,
how do we exist in this world?
我们有这样的事情, 上帝在我们当中的,
and when all these things happen, God was amongst us.
所以我们要这样子活的,
and this is how we live.
我们不跟别人这样子,
and we are different and set aside,
是为了这样子,
and it's because of this.
圣经本来是这样开始,
this is how the Bible starts.
所以这个时候上帝来到跟这些牧羊人讲话,
so at this time when God appears before the shepherds,
是的,我跟你们过去很多的关系,很多的事情我说要做的,
Yes, I've told you a lot of things in the past and all the things that have happened before.
很多我已经做了,
many I've already done.
有一件很关键性的我要做的,
and there's one crucial event that I want to do.
我现在告诉你,
and now I tell you,
我开始做了,
I'm going to begin and do it.
但是我没有一次就做完,
and I did, but I did not just do it quickly once off.
我先让一个婴孩出现,
I just allow a child, a baby to appear.
而且是在伯利恒的马槽,
and in the manger in Bethlehem.
你们先去看有没有这件事,
you go and see this.
看到了这件事,
after you see this,
事情还没有完,
it is not completed yet.
还要等33年以后,
it is for 33 years to pass.
然后33年之后呢,
and after that,
也没有完,
it is not completed yet.
在接下来的30年,
and in the 30 years after that,
一直到耶路撒冷城再一次被毁,
and the second destruction of the Jerusalem,
上帝一直不断在他们当中做事情启示不断的在预言,
God continues to be amongst them, to prophesy and to work amongst them.
我们从保罗的书信,
from Paul's epistles,
我们从使徒行传,
from the Acts of the Apostles,
我们从彼得前后书,
from the first and second book of Peter,
我们从启示录,
from the book of Revelations,
我们看到他们留下来的见证,
we see the witnessing that they have left behind,
是为了他们自己,
it's for themselves.
然后你说这样的事,
and you say such a thing,
我在说, 不是只是一件, 突然间奇奇怪怪的事,
it is not just a spectacular one-off,
它是一个, event. 很长的一个连续的,
it's a series of continuous and consistent events.
而路加是邀请我们,
and Luke invites us,
要去进入这样的事,
to enter and understand this.
先到耶撒伯利恒去看,
to first go to Bethlehem and see,
只看有没有婴孩卧在马槽而已,
just to go and see whether there's a baby in a manger.
然后接下来还有很多事,
and subsequently many things will happen.
你注意在19节, 路加说,
and you notice that in verse 19, Luke says,
2章19节,
in chapter 2, verse 19,
玛利亚把这些的事放在心里反复思想,
it says, but Mary treasured up all these things and pondered them in her heart.
玛利亚从此之后,
Mary, from then on,
她知道她这个孩子有一点怪,
she knows that her child is unusual.
所以她从此就一直在注意耶稣的举动,
so she looked at how Jesus behaved subsequently, very carefully.
也要经过33年之后,
and after 33 years,
他们才明白过来,
they begin to understand.
然后还要耶稣升天之后,
and after Jesus was raised to heaven,
他们在那一个楼房里面祷告, 到有一天圣灵降临,
and when they were praying in that room, and when the Holy Spirit descended upon them,
整个事情他们才完全明白过来,
and then they had a total understanding.
不是只是一件两件,
it wasn't one or two separate events,
是从现在开始,
it was the beginning.
当在我们当中发生的事,
the things that happened amongst us,
一件紧接着一件,
one followed by another,
而这一切还跟几百年前上帝一直不断地表明没有脱节的,
and all this is seen in the context of all the things that had happened in the past.
这是我们的这个所谓上帝预言,
and this is the prophecy of our God.
这也是我们所谓的预言,
and this is what we mean by prophecy.
有足够的这个资料, 充足的这个事情,
and with enough information, witnessing, and instructions, knowledge,
上帝自己向他的百姓证明他做这些事,
God personally tells his people he will do this.
然后路加说, 我把它写下来,
and Luke says, I'm going to write them down,
让你仔细的可以去考察,
so that you can check, understand it and better,
最后你也可以相信,
so that you may also begin to believe.
各位朋友,
friends,
如果你真正要认识耶稣,
if you truly want to know Jesus,
你需要去看跟需要去了解这一些事,
you have to see and understand all these things.
各位弟兄姐妹,
brothers and sisters,
我们要帮助人这样子认识耶稣,
we have to help others to understand Jesus in this way.
拿着一两张单张,
just a few pieces of paper,
拿着一两个见证,
Witnessing books, booklets,
引用一两节圣经,
just a few verses from the Bible,
就讲一段所谓审判 地狱这样子就要人信耶稣
？To use judgment and hell, change people.
这你可以做。
You can do this.
但是我们不应该只停在这里。
But we shouldn't stop there.
我们知道我们的上帝的事。
We know the affairs of our God.
真的是需要用心、用时间去好好的讲。
It requires our heart and our mind and our love to spend time talking about it.
也让我们被自己被这些事情所感动。
And so that these events will also touch us.
然后我们再学习去分享这些的。
So that we are able to learn how to share with our friends.
也许我们只是先看到婴活这个婴孩卧在马槽里。
Perhaps at this time we just see the child lying in the manger.
但是接着下来有一个成长成型的这个过程。
But there is a forward process of growth.Of the child.
对我们而言
，For us，
我们的生命信仰也是这样子。
This is the same as our faith.
对我们的朋友而言
，And for our friends，
他们也需要，也必须有这个机会，经过有这样的这个过程。
They should also have the same opportunity to grow in this way.
我们作为教会
，And as a church，
我们应该在这样的事情上
，In such affairs，
用我们的时间。付出我们的时间，付出我们的金钱，使这样的事情一直不断的发生，发生，再发生。
We should invest our time and energy in making this happen again and again.
让人真的是因做这样的一个预言。
So that people through these prophecies,
到最后
，in the end,
真正知道这个预言的事的意义跟那一个内容。
People will realize the meaning and the content of what the prophecy is about.
他没有只是停在伯利恒
It does not stop at Bethlehem.
他最后还要到哥哥他
It goes to Kolkata.
然后还要在耶路撒冷
To Jerusalem.
甚至至到地极
And to the ends of the world.
这是我们上帝的预言
This is our God's prophecy.
也是我们上帝执行预言的方式
And this is how he executes his prophecies.
我们一起祷告
Let's pray.
天父我们感谢你正如你借着以赛亚先知说你是那宣告事先宣告又指示又行事也是你热心成就你所要成就就是经过这么长的一段时间超过千年的这个时间历尽不同地上各种的转换变化哪怕就是集权一时的罗马的这个权势跟这一些没有一点身份地位的牧羊人跟村姑你的事仍旧可以成就我们感谢你感谢你奇妙的这个作为也因此我们也知道像我们这里每一个平凡的人这样一个不平凡的生命也是能够在我们的身上诞生成长结果主啊我们的心这时候愿意向你敞开我们愿意你真的是超过我们所求所想也超过我们所想象的超过我们所以为的各种的步骤各种不懂的这个方式跟程序我们知道你要在我们身上做主做王你要使我们的生命归回那丰富你要使我们与你同得荣耀主啊我们知道你能够做到我们愿你在我们身上成就这一切也让我们在弟兄姐妹的身上在教会无论是过去现在你已经做过的让我们真的是心存感恩在心中反复思想更加明白你的手在这个历史的这个当中所做的那一种引导影响让我们明白过来也叫我们因此天天敬畏你感谢你更遵从主你自己的旨意我们向你感恩在今年的圣诞节主耶稣诞生在我们每一个人心中，祷告感谢。 奉耶稣基督的名，阿们。让我们以感